Paul Ramo broadcasting once again from the Montevideo Veterans Home. It's a big day for the Montevideo Veterans Home. The first resident has moved in earlier this morning. Bill Holman moved in to his room, A103 or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So, we've been broadcasting here throughout the morning. And right now we'd like to visit with Chippewa County Veterans Service Officer Tim Coley and the administrator here for the Montevideo Veterans Home, Ashley Borman. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Doing great.
Exciting day for you?
Yes, we're happy to be here. Excited this day is finally here.
Well, Ashley's a local girl, graduated of Acapulco Valley, right, Ashley?
I did. I graduated in 2010, and this opportunity allowed our family to move back to the area. So both my husband and I grew up in the Madison area, and so we're really happy to be back and serving in this capacity.
All right. Well, congratulations on landing the job of administrator. How long have you been an administrator?
I've been a licensed nursing home administrator for 10 years now.
Oh, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Time flies.
Yeah, right. It sure does.
So. And you've been here at the Montevideo Veterans Home for how long?
For a year. I started in January of last year, and so it's a really exciting opportunity to be a part of such a special mission.
Yep. What do you think about today when you saw Bill walk through the door?
It is really an exciting day that it's finally here and such a memorable day. It's been a humbling experience to be a part of something so special. So.
Tim, I know you played a big part in having the home here. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've been on the job with Chippewa County for almost 13 years, and the project was up and running for quite a while before I got started. And so one of my first months on the job, this little old lady called the office, and she told me that I better get behind that vet's home and support it.
Okay.
And I asked her, do you think I don't support it? Oh. And I said, I have neighbors that need jobs. I said, there's a whole bunch of reasons why I support this mission. And there were a lot of times in the fight for it that, you know, we had some up days and some down days, but when the construction vehicle showed up, it sure was a good feeling, and now today is another one of those big landmarks of, it's getting real.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful facility. I had a tour. Virgil Emmert actually gave me a tour, another graduate from Lockbarrow in Madison High School at the time, and just a great facility. We did visit with Cindy Wilkins earlier this morning about the services that are here, but Ashley, talk about your staff, how many you got on staff, and things like that.
Yeah, so we're really fortunate that we've been able to recruit a large number of great caregivers for our team, so we currently have about 70 employees that are needed to start caring for these first group of residents, and we'll be continuously hiring and bringing on more individuals as time goes on. And so we're really excited that all of our employees have really gotten behind this mission of veterans and the important work we do. And we talk about not only serving with our hands, but we're serving with our hearts and really sharing, being a part of this important mm-hmm. mission that we do.
Mm-hmm. I heard you talking earlier. You have a number of vendors that you work with, mostly local vendors. That was nice to hear.
Yeah, we've really tried to use a lot of local vendors for our day-to-day operations and be a part of the local community. This area of the state is so supportive of veterans in many different capacities, and so we're really fortunate to work with our community partners.
Mm-hmm. Now, to explain to our listeners a little bit about how the building is set up again. In pods or wings or whatever.
Yeah, so we are licensed. We're a state veterans home, but we are licensed as a skilled nursing facility, or what most would refer to as a nursing home. And so we are licensed for the capacity of 72 veterans or spouses. It's split up into four households. It's really this state-of-the-art design in senior living. And so we have four households of 18 residents with 18 rooms. They're all private rooms with private bathrooms with their own showers. And each of the households have their own kitchen, so we have the ability to fry eggs and bacon, make breakfast made to order. It's really designed to look and feel more like home and mm-hmm. kind of get rid of an institutional design. The building is over 90,000 square feet, and so it's lots of spaces for families to gather. The purpose is really to create spaces for residents and their families to visit more often, stay longer when they're here, because they have places to go and things to do when they're here.
Awesome. Tim, talk a little bit about the process. I know we visited with Marv Garvey a little bit about the many trips that you took to the state capitol to get this home built. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there was quite a few meetings with lawmakers from the state level, because the feds had to know that the state was going to run the facility before they would start construction. And so most of those trips seemed like they were during blizzards. So we'd pack these older vets up in a bus and head on down to the Capitol, and then long walks from the parking lot into the Capitol building and waiting to testify. Some of the times other people would be in there and take up all the time, and they would thank us for showing up, and we'd get back on the bus.
And you didn't get a chance to say a word, huh?
Nope. And you just see the look of disappointment on these older vets' faces, and I thought, oh, it's just awful that we're dragging them out in this cold to do this, but our persistence eventually paid off, and I think they just got tired of us driving down there. They felt bad about it. They're like, let's give these guys something. And once the state said yes, then the feds were right there for them, too, and everything just kind of fell into place right at the last minute. And those were some good days. It's a lot of good feelings. And everything after that has just been amazing. The state architects coming out and the architect firm talking about the great things that they were going to do and how it was going to be good for residents, it was going to be good for the staff, their visions of the different buildings and how each of the three new homes were going to be unique and have all this local flavor. And it was just, it was mind-blowing watching all this stuff just come together. It was, and
a lot of donations to the home here too, right?
Yep, a lot of local money went into it. And the feds, you know, there was a federal match, but a lot of local funds were raised, and that's why the other communities fell by the wayside, because they couldn't do that.
Right. Well, we're actually sitting in the community room that the community can use, Montevideo, mm-hmm. right? It's kind of separate from the residents. Ashley, is that right?
Yes. So this is the Stephen J. Williams community room that we're sitting in. It's a large, beautiful space made possible by the Stephen Williams estate and the family. We've worked with them on how they envisioned using this space, and it's a beautiful room. If you're in here, it's full of windows, really designed to invite the community to interact, come into the building, spend time with us. We're going to try to get our veterans out into the community as much as possible, but sometimes transportation is difficult, mobility is difficult. So creating a space that allows the community to come in as well. We are right by the middle school. We've been talking to the school about coming. They can, 5th and 6th grade band or choir can come practice their concert here.
And the room's huge.
Huge room. Entertainers, the local DAV hosted their conference here, a meeting here. So there's lots of potential to utilize this space.
And you got a grand piano sitting over there, too.
Yes. We were fortunate to just recently over the weekend receive a donation of a baby grand piano. The community's been so supportive of donations with their time or their talent. We've received a lot of quilts and lap blankets that were handmade from area service organizations, and so the veterans are going to be really well taken care of from not only us, but from the community as well.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you asking us to come over. This is exciting. We took a tour earlier, and I was just blown away of what the facility looks like and seeing the smiles on Bill. 97 years old, Bill Holman was, and seeing the smile on his face, it's all worth it, isn't it, Tim?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and it just shows that, you know, what the different levels of government working together can do things for people that really deserve it. And it's just, it's nice to see that we've got something that's this good in our community.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add, or we cover about everything? I have eaten two donuts so far over there, so the food service is pretty good, too, here, I understand, huh?
The food service is next to none. It is wonderful.
Sorry to interrupt. There's a lot of Madison connections here.
Yeah, there is. We've been able to hire a lot of local area people, which is great. Yeah. That was, you know, we had found that people were traveling outside of our region for employment, and this is really allowed people to come back for employment in this area. We know employment's one of the biggest challenges for everybody in the area right now, and so we want to be a part of that solution, finding solutions to the workforce shortages.
Well, I just saw Jordan Bornhorst and waved at her down the hall there. Virgil Emmert's here, and some others too from our immediate area. So
I would just add, I would encourage people, if they're interested in information, whether it's about employment or volunteering or a tour just to see this space, or information about how to get on our waiting list if you're a veteran or a spouse, to please reach out to us. Reach out to your local county veteran service officer or stop by. We'd love to show you around. We'd love to have a conversation and find out more information.
All right.
Your county veteran service officer has applications, so they can get you the information that you need to either get on the active waiting list for a room or get on the inactive list if you just want the state to have your information for the future. So all that's all right there in your own
county. All right. So what's the goal, to get all 72 residents in here in a couple months?
Well, our goal is we're going to, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to build up our census to 24 veterans.
Okay.
And then we have to pause and we have to wait for the federal VA to come in and survey us. And they're going to do what's called a recognition survey. We think that's going to happen sometime this spring. And then after that, once we pass our recognition survey, we'll be building up our staffing and building up our census to capacity of 72. So it could take us into 2020 towards the end of 2024 by the time we get to full capacity. But again, people are welcome to get on the waiting list at any time because we will keep that waiting list active. And
okay. Real good. Well, thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. And thanks, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having us and for being
over.
Here.
Yep, you bet. That's Tim Kolei, the Chippewa County Veterans Service Officer, and Ashley Borman. Ashley's the administrator here at the Montevideo Veterans Home. And we'll continue with our broadcast here in the next hour or so. And so back to you at the studio, Maynard.